720.
WGN, it is Dane here with you for real this time, and we're talking about some of the things that are coming up on the racing side. And the racing is, I don't know if it's been better. It's certainly been as good as possible the last handful of years, and a lot of those moves that NASCAR is making to get into new markets, new venues, and building in a lot of that diversity, and we're going to be the beneficiaries of some of that as the Chicago Street Race gets here this summer. But kicking it off, and it was one of those, I don't know if it was like a, it was an amazing engineering feat, number one, and then it turned into really what was a hugely successful event that brought a ton of people to a brand new pace. And the guy that's got his hand on the pulse of all of it out there in California is NASCAR Vice President Patrick Rogers. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. It's great to have you for real. I was supposed to only just tease you, but I, not tease you like, hey, Patrick, but, you know, just kind of preview it. But I kind of did. I thought we were getting right into it, but great to have you on. And talk a little bit about this. And so for the listeners that may have been, you know, under a rock, you know, the clash at the Coliseum, the undertaking to take, you know, that iconic sports venue and put a racetrack in it. At least this point, Patrick, right, you, now you know it can be done.
Yeah, you do, Dane. And so last year, right around this time, so we actually took ownership of the property last, you know, it would have been December of 21. So we had a couple of months to essentially put a quarter mile track inside of that, you know, historic venue. And our design and development team, headed up by Derek Muldowney, did a phenomenal job. We learned a few things. We actually got the property a few weeks earlier last year than we were supposed to, which helped out tremendously because there was quite a bit of rain. And kind of put us right up to the wire of our deadline. So this year, when we re-upped our agreement with the Coliseum, we told them we needed a few extra weeks just to have a buffer in there. But you may be aware, maybe not, they've had a ton of rain out there, and fortunately we had that extra time. The good thing is all the asphalt is down, so right now we're ready to go again, and we're thrilled to be going back. It was an incredible event, like you said, last year, and we look forward to year number two coming up on February the 5th.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to see it. I was lucky enough to be out there in person, and, you know, as many people are going to enjoy it on television, of course they will, on Fox there. To see it in person was really something, because we're all so familiar with that venue, with that stadium, and all the history that is there, and to take it and turn it into a racing venue was something that was a little bit crazy. So it worked out really well. Like, just describe, if you can, Patrick, just the thought process. Like, who first brought it up? Now we know it's going to be a great success. It was a huge deal. We'll talk about that. But at first, when it first came up, was it like, wait, what? You want to do what?
Yeah, it was, and it was actually Ben Kennedy. So Ben Kennedy's our Senior Vice President of Racing Development and Strategy, and he also works on our international efforts. And, you know, just through some conversations, you know, like, hey, where could things go? You know, the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum is an exhibition event, so it affords you some opportunities to do some things differently. Kind of was our season launch, and it has been our season launch event for years, but it was at Daytona Beach, on the front end of the Daytona 500 for, gosh, since its existence until last year. And so, you know, Ben, talking with his team, we're like, hey, you know, there's some of these bigger sort of arenas, whether it's in the United States or overseas or whatnot, you know, is it a possibility? So a lot of conversations took place, and I mentioned Derek Muldowney earlier, and, you know, put some pen to paper, you know, can this be done? And, you know, last year we decided to give it a shot, and it worked out great. To your point, I think all of us, you know, conceptually it sounded great, but until you saw it, you know, it was kind of one of those things that, man, I don't know if we can do it or not. But, you know, it was, we all kind of were on pins and needles until the cars made it onto the track for that first time last year for practice. And, you know, there were tons of unknowns. We had done a lot through iRacing simulation-wise, but you never really know what the real thing's going to be like until you see it. But, man, walking through that tunnel there or coming through the peristyle area was incredible to see it. I think, you know, when the industry showed up, I think they all were in awe. And then the fans that came live, you know, got a phenomenal show. And then those that tuned in on TV got a phenomenal show as well. So looking forward to doing it again. This year, one thing that will be different, we're starting it later. So it will be 5 p.m. local, you know, Pacific time, but 8 p.m. On the East Coast. So that gets us in that primetime window for TV, but also will get us into the nighttime hours out west. So that thing's going to finish under the lights, which is going to be really, really cool.
Oh, it's gonna be great. It's one thing, the undertaking on the logistics side, just to get it done. And then you got to hope that people that it's a successful event and that people will be excited about it and people will show up. And that happened, Patrick, because you had an amazing crowd there. And here's what I'm thinking on the mission accomplished side for NASCAR for that is like 70% of the people that attended were first time attendees for a NASCAR race. And so talk about that, because it's one thing to be able to do something that people would think was impossible. It's another thing to have people love it, right, and grow the brand.
Yeah, so, you know, that was kind of the idea, like, let's build it where the fans are. And, you know, that market, number one for us in the 18 to 34 demographic, which was, you know, something that everybody's shooting for. It's number one with Hispanic fans. And so we built the track pretty much right in their backyard. And to your point, we had a tremendous crowd. And, you know, that 70% were first-time attendees of a NASCAR event. So it really did what we wanted it to, right? Was introduce our sport to a potential new fan that maybe hadn't had the opportunity to attend an event in person. And so, you know, that was kind of, you know, when you think about success metrics, that was one of those boxes that was checked. And, you know, after the event, it was, you kind of quickly a no-brainer. We've got to do this again, because I think you had a lot of fence sitters too that weren't quite sure what we were doing, but probably ended up with a little bit of FOMO that are going to come out this year.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, of the tickets sold thus far, Dane, over 50% are going to be are those that did not attend last year. So again, it's kind of doing the same thing we wanted it to.
Oh, yeah. So that's it. You know, a lot of people saw it and it was successful. We're going to continue our conversation with NASCAR Vice President Patrick Rogers. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the entertainment side, the things that people will experience outside of the action on the track when we come back. 720 WGN, continuing our conversation with NASCAR Vice President Patrick Rogers. And Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you.
So you think about this, you mentioned it in the last segment, is that because it's an exhibition and in these new markets, in this venue, gives you a little bit more latitude, not only to have a great competitive event, but also a little more kind of entertainment value. And you guys did that last year with the music and everything that people were treated to with Ice Cube and Pitbull. And so it seems like that's part of the thought process this year too, right? To build in as much sort of, I don't know, fanfare, just excitement, just a lot of things that may go beyond the action on the track.
Yeah, all those things. So we'll have, if you're familiar with the property, there's what they call Christmas Tree Lane. So out front, that'll be our fan fest area. There'll be sponsor activations and things of that nature. And then when you come into the door, you know, the idea, Dane, is to not have a dull moment whatsoever. And I'd gone to an event, you know, prior to the Clash at SoFi, and that place is pretty incredible in its own right, SoFi Stadium. But what I noticed was there was just never a dull moment. When there was downtime in the action, there was always activity, whether it be a DJ fired up or something on the field. So kind of taking a little bit of a play out of that book. So you'd mentioned Ice Cube and Pitbull last year. This year we just announced Wiz Khalifa is going to be our mid-race performer. So that's where Ice Cube was last year. Yeah. And we announced a couple of weeks ago that Cypress Hill would do the pre-race show for us. So that was kind of the Pitbull slot. And then we've got a couple more announcements up our sleeve. We'll have our in-race DJ. We'll have a couple of other entertainment options that we're going to announce. A couple more bites at the apple, we'll call it, before we get to race day on February the 5th. But again, the whole idea is just action-packed, whether it's on-the-track activity or entertainment. You know, the moment we throw that initial green flag until that checker flag, we want it to be full-on excitement. So we're looking forward to it.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that and for tickets and all sort of the things. There's no substitute for experiencing NASCAR and motorsports live and in person. As much as great as the TV side has gotten, Patrick, right, being there is something that you just can't replicate. And I've got to think, too, that you know the strength of the success of the Clash out at the Coliseum has led to what we're going to be experiencing here in Chicago. Coming into a new market, a market with fans, right, but had never experienced it firsthand. And then when it comes to doing things a little bit different, the Cup Series never having done a street race before. We're excited.
Yeah, we are too, Dane. And you mentioned it, you know, the Clash, you know, it gave us an opportunity to better understand that, you know, you might be able to do things a little bit differently. We have phenomenal facilities all over the country. But, you know, the Clash, you know, was an opportunity to try things differently. It worked. And so, yeah, we're going to be in your neck of the woods on July the 2nd, first and second for the Chicago Street Course event. And, man, we're thrilled. Things are starting to come together. Julie Giese, who has run our Phoenix track property for years and done a phenomenal job with that championship event, is leading the charge. in that market. She's tremendous at what she does. So it's going to be an incredible event. So I would highly recommend anybody that's either a NASCAR fan or kind of on the periphery of being a NASCAR fan, that it's a must do and must see, because you mentioned it. Nothing quite translates like being there in person. The sights, the sounds, the smells, all those good things. And it's going to be pretty cool to see those cars cruising by Lake Michigan in the middle of the summer. I'm super excited.
Yeah, people are going to be coming from all over to see history being made on that. And as we let you go, Patrick, and again, we'll have links up, but talk a little bit about that, because as much as there is, for those people that watch it on television, sort of a consistent product with the racing and with the experience for NASCAR, the experience for the venues and in these different markets, whether it's out in Los Angeles at the Clash, certainly here in Chicago for the street race, or at Talladega or Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the experiences themselves are quite different.
They are. I mean, it's really a full day of activity, you know, from the tailgating aspects to, I mentioned it earlier, you know, all of our sponsors do a tremendous job of bringing, you know, the interactive displays out there for the fans, families, children, everybody to get involved in the day's event. So it really is just a full day of activity. It's not, you know, just like showing up for an event, going in, watching the game and leaving, you know, it's all that and then some. So, you know, there, you know, in the Chicago market, you know, the street course, it's going to be a points paying event, which is different than the Clash, right? So that's going to make it even more unique, even more special, because it, you know, there are playoff implications on the line there. So the drivers are going to be giving it all they have. It's going to be thrilling, to say the least. And you mentioned it, there's going to be some websites, but you can go to NASCAR.com and you can find information on both the Clash event, the Chicago event, or any other event on the NASCAR schedule.
It's going to be an exciting year. It's all going to start coming up early February out there in Los Angeles with Patrick Rogers and, of course, probably 70,000 fans. Who knows how many? Some great music and just a ton of excitement out there for the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. So, Patrick, we'll let you get back to it. We know there's always work to be done, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, Dane, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it and look forward to seeing everyone out at those events.